Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this afternoon edition of Meta's Trends. That's obviously a reference to Threads, the new app, which we will talk about, because a lot of people are, you know, dabbling. They're dipping their toe over in that toxic waste pond. The grass isn't always greener, folks. But anyway, I'm Miles, and I'm joined by super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I have no idea what Threads are. Can't wait to learn.
What do you mean? You know what? Stop it.
No, I have no idea what it is. I saw a TikTok about it today, and I was like, what?
This is like when I was explaining another like TikTok trend to you, and I was like, there's no way this you don't know about. You know what Threads is.
I've been busy, Miles. I have not been on the internet today.
Okay, let me tell you something. If you're busy, you better be on the internet.
Okay,
that's what I say. When I'm busy, when I'm like, I've been busy, that means I'm terminally online. I can't get off. That's what I'm
okay,
really
I'm online, but I'm not like terminally scrolling. Doing my job.
I get you. Well, here, we're gonna get to that in a second. A bit of education, I guess, for Becca Ramos and the uninformed public as well. But first, let's talk about some of the trends. Heat records is trending because apparently the heat records have been like shattered around the globe. People are saying that like it's very likely that these last 3 days were the hottest like on Earth.
All over? Everywhere?
Like in certain spots, like the records that were being hit, it's like, oh, this looked like a heat wave like we've never seen. Yeah, there was that heat dome over Texas.
Yeah.
My
parents said it was like 120.
Yeah. And your lovely governor, Greg Abbott, decided to also take away water breaks from people. And I believe that led to like actual loss of life.
Strength? Yeah.
So there's that. But yeah, here we go. This is part and parcel of climate change. And before we get fully bummed out, I'll just want to let you know it's still the thing that's happening, folks. And a lot of like environmental scientists and atmospheric scientists were like, it looks like other parts of our ecosystem are also like on a tipping point. It's not just the climate. And you're like,
I'm like, great. The world is ending.
Can I go now, please? Somewhere else? But yeah. Keep your eyes out there. And if you are in one of those places that's been affected by this like absurd heat, please stay safe out there. Stay cool. And like American people, do what like people who actually live in like super hot climates do. Don't be doing shit during the day.
Yeah.
Like that's how the shit gets wobbly when you're like, oh, whatever. It's 100-something degrees. I'm gonna go outside and start doing it. No. Stay your ass in the shade.
And drink a lot of fucking water.
Yeah. And then come out when the fucking sun's down. And it starts to cool off a little bit. But anyway, that's my tip as someone who's not a scientist, but I am a paid spokesperson for Netflix. So maybe you should sit down and check out what's new on Netflix rather than getting cooked by global warming. No, that's a joke. Next thing that's trending, Karen's Diner. You heard about this? You seen this?
No. What is Karen's Diner?
This is something that's opening in LA. And I imagine this feels like some kind of national thing that might be happening because it's like, it's a quote, immersive dining experience.
There's a great one in New York. But maybe it's not the same.
I mean, is it the same? Okay, but I guess I'm pretty sure it has to be because it's like doing a tour. And a lot of people have been checking in on what this Karen's Diner is and what they expect. And again, the like logo is like a smiley faced emoji with like the John and Kate,
the Karen hair,
Kate Gosselin swoopy Karen hair from back from like 07. The event organizers say you can expect, quote, good food, good fun, and a dining experience like you've never had before. For the love of Karen, don't ask to speak to the manager. And like apparently the food is good, but the service is fucked up. And they said the diner says you can expect to live out all your Karen fantasies. And if your real name is Karen, they give you a free drink.
This is like that one restaurant. I think it's called, is it called Dick's Last Resort?
Oh yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that,
yeah. In Texas, I remember people always go to it where it's just like, they just yell at you and they write shit on your face and like,
yeah,
they're mean to you. I personally, if I'm spending money in an establishment, I don't want to be yelled at. That's just my own personal preference. If I'm going to, I can get yelled at all day in New York. I'm not spending money to get yelled at.
For free.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'll wear a Mets jersey if I want to get yelled at in New York. Okay.
I'll walk and I'll go in the wrong bodega corner and they'll go, J-Lo. Look at me, J-Lo. So, you know, I'm good.
Oh, wow. Waiting for tonight. Okay.
Literally. It has
happened
to me.
I see you, Ma. I see you. Whoa. You could be here in my arms. Waiting for tonight. Whoa. Could you imagine someone hit you with the whole song? Like, I love that song. Sorry. It got away from me. But yeah, I'm not sure the idea that a place that's like expect to live out all your Karen fantasies is a place I want to be because that's what's living out your Karen fantasies in a restaurant. You're going to call the police on me and some other people of color because we're laughing too loud.
Yeah, this is literally a white experience. Like it's like, as a person of like, color, we're like, we're good.
I get when like the motherfuckers are rude to you, like Ed DeBevix and the Dick's Last Resort or whatever, that kind of shit. I get it. That's part of your thing. But when you map it onto something that we're identifying as like, these are usually the people that are the like, transgressors and oppressors and disruptors of any kind of harmony that or peace that people of color often enjoy. It feels a little weird. But again, hey, I hear the milkshakes. They go hard, but not for me.
Not for me. I'm good.
What would be the kind like because then also like if you're aren't you like saying like you're like, I'm low key a Karen. So
yeah,
I'm going
it's
to
like,
Karen's
what
diner.
Does or that you get off and being yelled at by mean white ladies. Like I don't understand.
Hey, they might not be all white. I don't know. I'm just saying that. I'm just saying,
okay,
who knows?
Okay, the little promo video I saw, they were.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Spoiler alert, they might be. Okay, so we'll see. If y'all have gone, let us know. Is it just people being problematic? And like, do they go up to like mixed race couples? And they're like, so what's going on here? Are you okay, miss? Are you okay? Blink twice if you're in trouble.
Is that your baby?
Oh,
do
no,
I need a
no,
call?
No.
Is that your baby?
Hold on. Whose baby is this?
I think you took that baby. It just doesn't look like you.
You're not this baby's mother. You're not this baby's mother. Ooh, man, you just fuck. I just flashed back to my childhood.
Same.
People thought I was my mother's teenage lover.
That is not okay. That is so
this Japanese, this pale ass Japanese woman is walking around with my blazing behind. And I remember we got on a plane and they were trying to like when my like we were getting ticketed to like be seated at the same part of the plane. The person asked like, "And do you want to sit with your friend or partner?" I was like, "The fuck! I'm fucking 15. This is my fucking mom. The fuck are you talking about?" Anyway, so
that's so crazy.
These are the things that I think of when I can think of like weird misunderstandings or intentional ones. But anyway. Check it out if you so are interested.
We so please.
But yeah, let us know how quickly it takes before they get to the veiled racism. Then finally, before we take a break, Threads is trending. You don't know.
Okay,
so you heard that Meta, the parent company of the Facebooks, was talking about making a Twitter killer.
No, I did not pay attention to that.
Okay, so did you hear about how Elon Musk wants to fight Mark Zuckerberg in an MMA fight?
I did hear about that.
Okay, that is because Mark Zuckerberg said, let's make a Twitter, but one that's sanely run. And Elon Musk became Michael Jordan in The Last Dance and said, so I took that personally. And said, then let's fight about it. And I will get training from other macho men to fight you. We'll see what happens.
I'm not trying to fight.
Mark Zuckerberg said, he just said, name the location. He said, send location is what he said.
Oh, my God.
Drop a pin, send a location. I'm going to pull up in that bulletproof spaceship. I think that was the lyric. Anyway, let's throw a 2 Chainz song. But yeah, they're going toe-to-toe now. And so I'm on it because like 30 million people, as of this recording, at least over 30-some million people have already signed up for Threads. Because all it is, it's an offshoot of Instagram. And you can basically just, you know, shift your handle over there. Same followers, boom. Kind of like an easy, seamless way to get, you know, like whatever, your shit popping again. But a lot of people, we talk about on tomorrow's episode, some people have had complications, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow's episode. They may have been solved by the time the episode comes out. Who knows? Because it's an app, and it's like early release period.
Yeah.
But the thing that's trending now is that apparently Elon Musk had his lawyers send a letter to Meta.
Like a cease and desist?
Yeah, basically being like, stop it. You're stealing our things. And I'm like, have you seen Meta? That's all they do.
Yeah. And it's like, you don't think they have enough lawyers to figure this out in y'all's weird legal battlegrounds?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Remember Snapchat to Instagram stories?
Yeah. Hello.
We'll never forget.
Reels and TikTok?
Close friends?
Yeah. Come on now. We knew about this.
Disappearing messages? We knew this.
It's what they do. It's what they do. So, we'll see where that goes. That to me doesn't read as Elon Musk is confident in Twitter. That reads as shook
by
daddy.
No, me. And you know, maybe I was just like blissfully unaware because I already have never really been on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I was just like, that thing gone.
Yeah. Adios. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's just wild though. Like when you're like, I'd rather be on Meta, the other toxic dump of a social media company. Like,
that owns almost all the other media companies.
Yeah, who has a fantastic track record of dealing with misinformation on its platforms. Whatever. So at least, I mean, you can post like nice little carousels of images and shit. So
really?
I'm not mad at that. Yeah,
I just it's saw just weird one to see. Friend post their handle when I went to go look at them to go see some of our mutual followers to figure out an invite list for something. So I saw in his bio that he had put this Threads thing, and I was like, what the fuck? And I just ignored it. And then I saw a TikTok this morning that was like, social media managers be like, and it was like talking about how to maximize Threads in advertising. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh no, trauma.
I mean, you worked in that. I mean, I feel bad for the people that are having to run Threads accounts right now for all the fucking
Absolutely.
Brands that they run.
And I be don't like, well, miss being what a social media manager. I was like, oh my God, every friend of mine in advertising is losing their minds because their clients are like, so we need to get on Threads right now and we need to figure this out and how can we maximize this? And like, we should make a social media rollout and how can we put Q3 money into this?
Right.
Oh, no.
Exactly. And what do we do? Like, do we have a different voice? Like, how are we doing
literally.
This? Is it just like kind of the same voice you have on Instagram, but just text-based? And how many memes? Like, do we do memes? Because like, do people do memes on there? Or
what's
like,
our approval process?
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. They're saying the Grimace Cum is on Threads now. It's everywhere. So we shall see. But yeah, also one quick note we talk about tomorrow. If you open an account, you can't deactivate it like fully. You can't delete it unless you delete your Instagram. So just something to think about right there.
Wow.
Could be, it's a trap.
It is kind of a trap.
Because
it's hard
Akbar.
To delete your Instagram too.
Yeah. So we'll see. But anyway, it's a new place where everybody is kicking it so far. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to continue this train of trends. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
And we're back. Three-year-old is trending because this stupid-ass TikTok trend is continuing of these like fake video or videos where people are seemingly tattooing children, like really young children, and then being like either at the very end, be like, nah, I'm kidding. That's not obviously not doing a real tattoo on them, or not saying anything and then only saying, nah, it was a joke once there's enough outrage comments like on the post just to get engagement, just chumming the waters. So now it's reached a new level, or not a new level, where we're seeing tattoo artists promote their businesses by doing this. So there was a TikToker who tattooed her toddler, like a three-year-old, and it went viral because people were like, oh my gosh, she tattooing the fucking baby? And then it was like, it was a joke, but hey, check me out at my tattoo shop, blah, 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 blah. And when like some journalist reached out for comment, the artist was like, I don't regret it, actually. It's been great for my business. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like, I just don't understand, when your market is not children, why you think tattooing children would be a good idea to that get is a, more tattoos.
Right. I want someone with a sociopath's touch when they tattoo me. Like, what skill are you demonstrating when you do it?
That you can't demonstrate on regular people.
Yeah, that is a good, that's not a great ad. Like, if you did it, like, you're like, I'm gonna do this tattoo on a, like, a 4x4 going on like a dirt track and shit with all these bumps and watch me kill this like single line tattoo. Then you'd be like, whoa.
Be like, that hand is certain steady.
And look, if you swapped in a baby for the subject, then I might be like, oh, and it was on a baby. But I'm not going to be impressed by you merely just debasing yourself.
Tattooing a tiny hand.
Yeah. But the line work is pretty good, I got to say. Not mad at
it. I don't know. These clips, they look really simple.
Oh, yeah. And then the other thing that's trending, you know, Jack and I will be in Las Vegas for NBA Con, where we hope to see the debut of the French basketball sensation, Victor Wembanyama, who's a 7'3", just looks like a generational talent, but we shall see. Someone who also understood how interesting this person was Britney Spears. She apparently, allegedly, tried to get a picture with this, you know, like the new like phenom in basketball, came up behind him, poked him for a picture, was like, could I get a picture? And allegedly his security backhanded her in the head. Her phone went flying. and like was like, get the fuck out. Like, you know, they had some kind of exchange, and now there's potentially like some kind of police investigation.
It just feels like aggressive force.
Yeah.
It feels a little like, A, I'm like, where's Britney's team? B, she looks really disheveled here. Makes me sad. It sounds like a Free Britney moment, because C, there's been a lot of stuff on, you know, conspiracy theories of what's going on with Britney, you know,
what's
new
the
handlers.
Conspiracy theories?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going back to like the whole Free Britney thing, like her posts, like her marriage. A lot of things have been coming out like, oh,
to
he's
Sam?
Just another one of her handlers. Yeah. And like, it's not really like a love marriage. Like,
whoa,
he's in on it.
No, like Inception handler, but I'm your husband.
Yeah.
Yo, that's dark.
So, you know, we obviously all speculation.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I get that. Of course.
But yeah, so there's just been and like her social media has been pretty dark lately. And as in
dark
like,
as in not posting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not grim. Yeah.
So there's just been a lot like speculating on like, is Britney okay?
Right
now. So she didn't look okay in these photos on top of that, which I think is the bigger story.
Mm.
But I'm like, where, like, Britney is also a very famous and powerful person. Like, why is she able to get smacked by, you know, a basketball player's bodyguard?
Someone who hasn't even done anything in the league, I might add. But anyway.
Yeah. Like, it's just but like, to anyway. Me, I'm like, this seems like it shouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is very strange.
Yeah.
It's hard putting all the pieces together. But I bet that, like, I wonder if his security guard, because he's used to being like a big old man protecting like other people, he's got to protect someone who's like head and shoulders above him, making him feel all tiny. So he's just compensating and just fucking smashing anybody around him. I don't know. But yeah, that was all happening in Vegas. We'll see what happens. Jack and I may also make the news when they say two disheveled Gen Xers. Not even. They're like two disheveled middle-aged men surrounded Victor Wembanyama and they tried to get a picture. I don't know. We'll see. And then finally, Marjorie Taylor Greene is trending. You hate to see this. The name. Fucking anywhere.
You hate to see her. You hate to see her.
She's in a spot of trouble, not legally, but just with her, you know, other weirdo colleagues. She was booted from the House Freedom Caucus. And they're some of the truly worst characters in Congress, folks. These are like the bottom of the fucking barrel already. And apparently the band of fascists were real mad at Marjorie Taylor Greene for being overly friendly with their arch nemesis, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. They're like, why are you trying to deals with him? Because she's in pursuit of power. She doesn't give a fuck. That's why. She's not going to stay on code.
That's like the whole part of the Republican Party is being a traitor at all times.
Oh, it's also just... do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like, I don't know. I'm trying to get mine. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah,
literally.
I said I believe in QAnon. I'm trying to get mine. I don't believe that shit. I'm trying to get mine.
Get mine.
That's what most politicians are about. But then the final straw apparently was when a few weeks ago, she called Lauren Boebert a little bitch on the House floor. And they're like, that is too far.
Like, for real?
Yeah. She's
bitch?
Like, look, you little bitch. Yeah. Because this is where it gets
drama.
Even pettier. They were both. Because they were both in line to see who could impeach Joe Brandon first. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was like, I was the first person who was trying to go with this a nonsense impeachment process to just eat up a bunch of time in Congress. And then Lauren Boebert, like, recently was like, I'm about to, like, you know, I would like to impeach Joe Biden. And she's like, that's my fucking lane. Stay on my lane. And this is what happened. Apparently, there's been a lot of tension, but I get it. These are all fucking freaks who are being ran by their egos. Who got into Congress by shit posting racist memes all the way to DC. So I'm surprised this hasn't fallen apart sooner. Like they've kept it together pretty quickly, but you know, I feel like pretty soon we'll start seeing more back and forth, I guess, from disgusting people. Anyway, that'll do it for us today. I hope you guys enjoyed your day today. We're going to be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, fantastic episode. And until then, first of all, thank you, Becca, for joining me. But yeah, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other. But seriously, be kind to yourself. It's a very underrated skill. Get the vaccine. Do all that nonsense. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, transphobia, none of that. You know, be a good person and let people know you're a good person. You don't have to get wild, but let people know. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.